Oh, hey, my betches. Welcome to our first Tuesday episode. We are now bi-weekly. Tuesdays are for fun, right? We're taking a break from mom life. We're going to talk about all of the things pop culture, our lives. And then Thursdays are going to be more subject matter. So we'll have guests. We'll talk in depth. We're going to learn a lot of things. Maybe we talk about docuseries. Maybe we talk about books. So it's like something for everyone. So if you need like a brain break, you got our Tuesday episodes. And if you want to learn something new, you got our Thursday episodes. It's the best of both worlds. Women need to empower women, and our voice matters.
Bitch.
Welcome to the Mom Bitch Podcast. This episode of the Mom Bitch Podcast is brought to you by BTRNation.com. Hey there, amazing mamas. Are you ready to spice up your snacking routine and add a dash of fun to your day? Get ready to rock your taste buds with BTR Nation. Imagine this. You are juggling a million mom tasks and suddenly hunger strikes. But fear not, because BTR Nation is here to save the day. If you go to BTRNation.com right now, you can actually take a snack quiz. It is the coolest way to discover snacks that will make your mama heart sing. Are you fruity, chocolate, nutty, or maybe you're a combination of all of them like me? All you do is answer a few questions and voila, your snack perfection awaits. From protein-packed bars to guilt-free truffle cups and energizing boosting bites, BTR Nation has got everything a mama could dream of. And guess what? BTR Nation snacks are crafted with clean, wholesome ingredients, ensuring you snack like a mom boss and feel fantastic while taking on the world. Plus, did you know BTR Nation recently earned a spot on Forbes' list of 7 food and beverage brands positively impacting our planet and health? With low sugar, low carb, low sodium, high protein, high fiber. Go to BTRNation.com and enjoy.
Like, now that we get to be a little bit more personal, how was your weekend?
I saw friends that I haven't seen for 5 years. So that's like, you know, pre-Kalina, all of it, pre-pregnancy, all of that. And they're my friends from anesthesia school. So they knew me in my 20s or, you know, mid-20s. They don't have children. And the other couple we went with, she's also my friend from anesthesia school. She does not have children either. So obviously I was very nervous. We're staying in an Airbnb house with these people. For 3 days, and you know, my child was fully there in all of her almost threeness. But I have to say, once again, exceeded my expectations, and it brought a dimension to my friendships that I never really, you know, experienced. A lot of my friends have children already, so you know, when you're a mom, you love your kid, you love other people's kids, you get how kids act and how they behave. But this was very different because, again, they don't have that relationship or experience. And to see them embrace my child and love on her, and you know, they became like fourth, fifth, sixth parents. You know, where's Kalina? Where is she? Is she fine? Is she okay? Oh, she's crying. Is she upset? Aww. Why is she upset? You know, and oh, I feel so bad. Like, she's not having a good time, or you know. And then flat out, one of my my guy friend, he was just like, you know, you and JJ are just, I have to give it to you guys. You guys are like really great parents. And when I say that struck me straight through the heart, it completely struck me through the heart. I mean, just be like seen by someone. And I feel like people who don't have kids, they're almost like, they're more into like the child aspect. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. they're still like the child of the parent. So they kind of see it from a kid's, you know, perspective a little bit more. That's how I kind of think of it. And to, for them to say that we're doing such a great job, I mean, it just really took me there. I just feel like so special because they loved me, you know, when I was a different person, and now I'm in a different place in my life. And to see, you know, our friendship evolve into what it is now, and see them accept my kid, and you know, love my husband and our family, and just be super supportive. I mean, I'm on a cloud nine. I'm on high.
I think that's awesome too. And like, I love that you didn't feel like you had to make it like a singles trip, you know, right. Like where like you could bring everyone. I love friends that accept the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no like, oh, no kids allowed. Oh, why not?
Right.
Nowadays, when you have family, like, you got to invite everyone.
Yeah. So.
But that's a special.
It was special. We went swam with some manatees. Kalina was not having it. To be fair, the weather was 72 degrees. It was cold. Like, I got in, even Jay got in, you know, he surfs. And he got in the water.
Yeah, he's got like a wetsuit.
Yeah, we had wetsuits on. And it was still like pretty cold. I did swim with some manatees, girl. One swam like right underneath me. Like, it was wild. Wow. You can hear him chomp while they're eating. And I saw a mama with some babies. It was really cool.
Aww. That's awesome. And that's Crystal Lake, Florida?
Crystal River. That's the home of the manatees. So the manatees will die if they literally are in water that is below 68 degrees. Will perish. So they come in the wintertime and they kind of mate and nestle in the Crystal River because it's always like 72 degrees in the winter, in the summer, because of the springs that like naturally heat it.
That's pretty cool that they know where to go.
Yeah.
You know, like if you think about the ocean, it's massive.
Mm-hmm.
And they just are like, nope, this is our home. It's like their summer home.
Mm-hmm. And there's like, they have
that's really cool.
Strict like boating law, so they know it's safe. So mommies come with their babies. It was very cool.
So that's awesome. Good
time. Maybe not so much.
That's so
she
cool.
did see one from the boat though. So I, you know what I would say, just do it. You know, your kid may not like it. I was still really proud of her. I mean, she got into the water. She was like, no, I don't like this. And she got out of the boat.
Hey, she tried it.
She tried it. That's all I can ask for. How was your weekend?
We chilled. We went to an aquarium and to Peppa the Pig Playland on Saturday because it was rainy out. So Lakin got to run around. It was the first time we took him to like a toddler play area, you know, and like a playscape, if you will.
Yeah.
Like now that they have businesses like that, he had a blast. And then today we just chilled. We had dinner with the in-laws, or I guess lunch. I made steak, shrimp, and a broccoli Brussels sprout combo.
Love
organic
it.
And we just kind of hung out, went to Costco, did the thing. We didn't have too many plans, but I'm excited because we got some stories to talk about today.
Let's do it.
I want to start us out with the first one though, and I haven't talked to you about it, but there is a podcast, her name's Liz Moody, and she talks about the match theory. And basically the match theory is the concept of if you are not authentic, say you're like single and you're not authentic and you go to date, that eventually, it bursts because you're playing this part until you can't, and then it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the same thing no matter where you're at in life, even after becoming a mom.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to really, truly be authentic. If you're changing as a person, you have to really lean into that.
Yeah.
And it really hit me. Because I feel like I'm completely different since having a kid.
Yeah.
My relationships are different. My hobbies are different. My mindset's different.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're in the workplace, it was just like an aha moment this weekend for me where it's like, no, I'm done fitting a mold. I'm just going to be me no matter what. Take it, like it, love it, hate it. It doesn't matter. Do you feel like you're living your authentic life?
Yes, because like, why would you want to have those friendships? You know, like, what are you going to gain from that when you're pretending to be a person?
Right.
That circles back to like this past weekend. Like, those are real authentic friends. You know, and if I played a part, you know, it would never work. And, you know, in being yourself, you're not going to click with everybody, and that's okay.
Nope.
You know, your person's out there.
I also think in the workplace, it's the same thing. Sometimes I feel like in corporate world, I have to kind of like lean into this box and kind of like fit the mold.
Sure.
And it's interesting because my team loves me because I'm not the mold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to challenge myself more no matter what setting I'm in to like just really lean
just
into myself and speak up.
Yeah.
And do it in a way that's professional. Yeah, exactly. Like put a little bit more personality into it. So I've been working on that. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. And just a reminder for anyone listening, like be authentic, right? Don't trap yourself in a version of yourself that's not real.
Whether it's at work, dating, friends, etc.
Yeah. You have to be you. Let's talk about Matt Healy, Taylor Swift's album.
Okay.
I guess they asked him what
he
thought.
That. Yeah. He was, like, really weird. Did you see the clip?
I didn't see the clip. I read it. I didn't know there was a video.
Yeah, there's a video. And they asked him, they're like, hey, man, how was your diss track? And he was like, he was like very like chill. He's like, what diss track? You know, like completely like aloof. And they're like, you have a diss track? And they're like, no, oh, I haven't really listened to it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's good. And he just kind of shrugged and just kept walking. He's like, see you later, man. It was really like weird. Like he's in denial. Obviously, he's listened to it. No shot he has not.
So I guess they asked his mom and she was like the same, where she was like, oh, I didn't know that she had an album. I'm sure it's great.
I mean, how would you act like if you were the subject of this diss album?
I mean, like, I feel like it went one of two ways. Like, I feel like he either really listened to it, which I would be very surprised if he didn't, because yeah, it was such a intense emotional track. Like, they had such a big love affair.
Mm-hmm.
And not like affair in a negative way. I just mean right, like a love affair. Why would you not listen to it out of curiosity?
Yes.
Or he really just truly didn't listen to it. But I'd assume he listened to it.
I mean,
I wrote about my exes. They listened to it.
They're so curious. Humans, it's just, and especially if you know it's like about you, absolutely you're going to listen to it. So I think, I mean, it just seemed very fake to me. So you got to watch the clip. It just seemed like
yeah,
just trying to like play dumb.
How do you feel like the album's doing? I haven't really listened to the radio to know what the vibe is, but I know she hit another Billboard record with this album, which I was really not surprised, but surprised to see. It seems like everything's going really good with this album.
I think she's getting a lot of really good critic reviews. Because she keeps posting them on her stories. But I think, like, the masses, you know, like, us average folk are saying, you know, like, what we talked about last week. Somber, slow, not like her other albums. You know,
yeah.
That seems to be the consensus of the masses. I don't think it's really anyone's really, like, anyone's a diehard fan about this album.
Do you feel like these publications have to really amp it up because she's such a powerhouse that they were to critique her, it would be like negative for their brand?
Yes, 100%, because there have been some negative reviews by some critics, and I read through the comments and people were annihilating these critics. I mean, her fans, you know, they were just like, what do you know? Who are you?
Who makes
you qualify to this? You could never write something like this. You know, and they were just coming for them. So I do feel like they're just scared to write the truth.
Wasn't there like one publication where they had to keep the writer anonymous because the last time they had wrote about her, they'd received like death threats from like Swifties?
I believe I saw that online.
I was like not surprised again.
Yeah.
But I was like, what on earth? Like, oh my gosh.
She's not God.
Seriously.
Like, it's just an album. You can have an opinion, people, and everything she makes is not gold because she's human.
Right. Like, cool it down, like Strawberry Preserve for Meghan Markle.
Oh. Do you think it's good?
How do you feel?
Do you think it's good?
I mean, like, I just want to know. Like, it just seems like you ever have that aunt that's just like doing all of this random stuff, or you see it on the, like, she's done so many things I cannot keep up. She had her production company, then she had the Netflix deal, then she had a podcast. Now she's like on the complete opposite spectrum going into like the food industry. Are they organic strawberries?
Like, I was gonna
is
ask
it on the market yet?
Oh my god, let's look this up. Have you looked it up?
No, I haven't looked it up. But while you look it up, I'm going to keep talking about it, because I heard Buckingham Palace started to promote their preserves after the Meghan Markle release.
Really?
And
that's so chic.
Yeah. And like people were commenting like, oh, what a coinky dink. But I don't know. I think it's kind of sad. You know, even if she is a good person, right? Like, no one knows.
Right.
She's done so many bizarre things, you know, in my opinion, but who am I to judge? I do think it's sad because I don't know if she will ever be personally successful in the eyes of the public at this point. And I don't know if she thought, like, maybe like a strawberry jam will like smooth it over, like a piece of white toast, you know, with butter. But, like, I just think it's so berserk. I love jam.
I
will purchase it so James tries it because he loves. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if it's out on the market. I just saw that she's now a strawberry jam connoisseur. Do you, and now Prince Harry, obviously, like everyone's making a big deal.
You can't find anything about it. It's very hush-hush right now. Apparently she sent it to 50 okay. select celebrities. And if you go onto the webpage, oh. so it's going to be part of a launch, it says, of like lifestyle products. And the first thing that's going to be launched is this okay. jam. So you can join the waitlist, okay. but there is nothing else. It just says join the waitlist.
Okay. Do you think anyone joined it?
No. I mean, yeah, definitely. I think Buckingham Palace fucking joined it. And then they're going to come out with everything she comes out with. They're going to launch their own version.
I guess there's always room for more jam.
If it's organic, I'll try it. Or else Zen will come for me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she's now trying to be like Kristen Cavallari, you know.
In what sense?
Like
a jack of all trades.
Kristen Cavallari is very, very successful. But I feel like she's, long story short, going from like princess, want to be princess, to now want to be, you know, Susie Homemaker. You know, like think about Kristen Cavallari. Like she was so successful on TV. She was so successful on reality yeah. TV.
Yeah.
She has a podcast. Now she has Uncommon James and Uncommon yeah. Goods. Like all of these different yeah. like facets to her that's been so successful. I kind of think that Meghan Markle's trying to follow that path because okay. she's tried to do all of these things.
Yeah.
And now she's getting into like home goods. But she's yeah. just like continuously failing, which I feel bad at any point because she's probably trying hard.
Yeah.
But
right.
like they just like seem diabolical. Diabolical? Like what's the word?
Diabolical. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're almost there. You got it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Make Mementos, the perfect way to keep your loved ones close no matter where life takes you. If you're like me, you are constantly juggling work, school runs, trying to keep up with family across the country, sometimes even miles away. Well, I've got something incredible to share with you today. It's called Make Mementos, and it's about to revolutionize the way you connect with your loved ones. Picture this, grandma, grandpa, they're living their best life in Florida. Wouldn't it be amazing for them to send your little one something that truly makes them feel close? Make Mementos lets you record personalized ebooks and e-cards using your own voice and send them instantly to anyone, anywhere. And it's not just for grandparents. Whether you're a military parent stationed overseas or just want to share a special moment with your best friend's new baby, or even record your child reading their first book to save that memory forever, Make Mementos is the perfect way to make every occasion memorable. And here is the best part. There's no shipping involved. No complicated video chats to schedule. Just record your message, hit send, and let Make Memento work its magic. And for the entire month of May, Make Mementos has given us 15% off a recordable ebook or e-card with the code MOMLOVE24. That's MOMLOVE24 for 15% off a recordable ebook or e-card and expires on May 31st at midnight Eastern Standard Time. So what are you waiting for? Head over to MakeMementos.com today and start spreading love and joy with the power of your voice. Make every moment count with Make Mementos.
Kylie Jenner pregnancy rumors.
Okay,
I didn't really dive into that, but...
Really?
I don't know. Would it be Timotei Chalamet's baby?
Oh, that would be very exciting.
Timotei is his name. It's not Timothy. It's Timotei.
Oh, really? Timotei?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Timotei. But he'll never correct anyone. I think
okay,
he's French.
Do you think he's hot?
Yes. Always have.
Like scorching or like unique hot?
Unique. Like on a Gucci runway hot.
Okay. I would agree. There's just something about his face that's just like.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Dune?
No.
Okay. I felt like he really came into his face. Like Dune 1, I was like, eh. Dune 2, and I was like, okay, I get it. He is very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just very talented. He has a great jawline. He's
yes.
very well spoken.
Yes.
But he reminds me of like a print model, you know, like mm-hmm. some, like Burberry, like very high end fashion. He kind of
yeah.
reminds me a little bit of like that Harry Styles vibe. Like I feel like Harry
yeah.
Styles also has like that like look
sure.
to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he could be the boy next door, but he's yeah. not.
Harry Styles is not it for me. So
No.
Ugh, no. But But he's definitely a lot cuter. Do you know he's a Nepo baby? Timotei?
Timotei's in what?
He's a Nepo baby. Like his mom's successful in the business.
What?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I don't remember exactly. I don't know if it was modeling, acting, or authors. She's something in the business. I don't remember exactly. But he's technically.
I don't know why I always hoped he just kind of got found at all.
Yeah.
Really? His sister. Do you know he has a sister? And she was on Sex Lies of College Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she played the character that was like a bit quiet.
Yeah.
Into her own.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Do if you've never seen it. Did she look like him with like
No. Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all.
Interesting.
You know who is hot though?
Who?
Glenn Powell. I watched Anyone But You this weekend.
Oh, yeah. With
Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
It was really cute.
Was it?
I will say that, like, I can see why it was so popular. Like, Glenn Powell and her had fantastic chemistry in the movie. Yeah. They put that girl in a swimsuit the entire movie. Obviously, that's how they're trying to get the boys to go see it.
Right.
But it was really cute. It was, you know, definitely campy. Like, it's probably not going to happen, you know, like that in real life. But it was cute. It was definitely a watch.
Okay.
Like a movie that I would watch again.
Okay, cool.
It reminded me of an easy watch, like I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer, where you can kind of just have it on the TV.
Sure.
Okay. And it's like, or like The Devil Wears Prada.
Love.
Like
love,
that's love. One where I can just like watch it on TV and it's like, oh, that's cute.
Okay.
Good to know. I like the concept that basically all of her relationships had failed because they were boring.
Mm-hmm.
Enter Glenn Powell. Was a six pack. He had like a 16 pack. He was just really cute. And they filmed it in Australia, which I thought was really cool.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like
I thought the movie was really good. I think they had a very great storyline.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it away, but I think it was done very appropriately and it was very nice.
Like it wasn't heavy on the sex scenes.
Mm-mm. It was very, very cute. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Very cute. I thought it was going to get 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
But it was definitely more like a Friends with Benefit type vibe.
Okay.
With like Mila Kunis and Justin.
Yeah.
Timberlake. I know that we saw something that was interesting. Talking about women are less likely to go back to the hospital or more likely to live if they have a woman doctor.
Yeah.
Did you read about that?
I didn't dive into it. I read a little bit of the article. I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know if it was like a scientific study or what, a survey. I don't know how they came to this conclusion, but they did. And damn, I got to say, you know, I find it 100% truthful. Like I had a OBGYN and he was awful, like known in the community to be awful. And I had one of my, I think it was my 18-week appointment with him. He literally walked in. He asked me if I had any questions. And he was like, oh, you found out the gender. Cool. He's like, enjoy your gender reveal party. And walked out.
Yeah, I remember like throughout pregnancy, insane. I also had a lot of male doctors. And it was very quick, like a check-in, like almost like a.
Are you live? Cool. See ya.
Yeah, like you didn't really have to be in the doctor's office besides for, you know,
insane.
If you were going to get your ultrasound or not. They say that it's definitely raising important questions about patient-provider relationships and trust.
Yeah.
And that there is a lack of gender representation in some of the medical professions. And I found out, I kind of like went through the research hole on this, not too much, but I just learned that very few medical professions actually are trained specifically on like emotional support intelligence. Like they're just trained medically.
Right.
This is what you do in this type of high pressure situation,
right.
But not so much how do you take care of the patient.
Yes.
So it definitely shows. And I was very surprised. Not even your primary care doctor has that type of training ongoing.
Yep.
So maybe that's a big piece of it, is women are empathetic towards women.
Okay. Yeah.
And if they're not being trained to ask those questions, to be there for support.
Yeah.
They're not going to go out on a whim. Like, think about it. Like, guys don't think like that. Like, I will think about 20 things and James will think about one.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I bet you there's something to do with that.
Men are also like more like, look how smart I am. My knowledge dick. Look how cool, you know?
Yeah.
I believe
it. I definitely feel there's stereotypes when it comes to women, like we're ignored a lot.
Yeah.
You know, because they'll be, oh, we'll just get your blood. Oh, you're fine. Well, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not fine. But that's why we are learning that we have to go to functional medicine.
Right. Yep.
I just thought it was interesting. It kind of made me think, like, my primary is a male. Like, maybe I need to look at, like, what it would be like to have a female doctor.
Right. Yeah.
Like, do you have a female doctor?
I have a female OB-GYN. I don't go to a primary. I just get all my, like, labs and stuff through my OBGYN, and I switched groups after that whole debacle that I told you about with the male OBG.
Yeah,
it was awful. I actually reported him to the group, and they were just kind of like, "Yeah, we know, but And I was like, "Well, I don't want him to deliver my baby. Like, absolutely not. I do not trust that man." And they're like, "Well, we can't guarantee." And then that's about the time that I lined up with my doula. She was like, "You absolutely are not delivering with that group. It's not going to happen." And so that's when I switched, and it was night and day. Honestly, like, once I stepped into the new OBG, I mean, I started crying because they were like, "Did they test you for this?" Like, I failed my first glucose test. And they're like, "Did they retest you?" I'm like, "No." They're like, "Are you kidding me? Like, this is no." They're like, "Do you know your blood type?" I was like, "No." They're like, you can have that, forgetting the name of it, when you can carry the antibodies. Like, if you're or positive or negative. And I'm like, "No, they're never testing me." They're like, "Oh my God, like, you know, like, Kalina could have died, or I could have died if we weren't compatible, you know, but we were," but they never tested it for any of that shit. And I got really scared. I was like, this is all the difference in the world between two different practices.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I only went to one. And looking back, I probably would have explored other options. So maybe that's the takeaway, is get a second opinion.
Yes. And you're entitled to that. And if something feels off, like, fuck it. Like, get out of there. Because, I mean, it's a difference between life or death. Literally. It is not a exaggeration.
Especially nowadays, because maternal deaths are, like, a lot higher than they used to be.
So just don't take the BS.
Yeah. We should do an episode for doulas specifically, because we both had doulas.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll put that on the to-do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about the Nike.
Oh my God, girl.
Like, what is that? If you're not sure, Nike just released their new women's Olympic leotards for their female
track runners.
Track. Like, can you imagine high jumping with that thing?
Girl, you would have a vagina thong. Like, your lips would be,
I
like,
wouldn't
falling
even
down.
Feel comfortable. Like, right now, going to a
anywhere.
Disney cruise wearing that. Remember, like, we got the ones with skirts just because we're going to be, like, bending
chasing,
over,
just
chasing our
down.
Kids.
Not jumping.
And, like, you, like, just think of, like, that high leg, like, any movement.
Imagine if you were, like, jumping the hurdles.
I just can't get over that Nike is dealing with us. Aren't these brands smarter?
That's what I was gonna say. They didn't ask a single Olympian, no one, what, like, their opinion on this. They didn't have anyone test run this. I mean, there's no way that would stay in place. There's no way your vagina lips would not fall through the crack and you have a vagina thong. I'm serious. Like, there's no way. Not to mention, you probably get vagina burn. I mean, how the hell are you supposed to focus on winning and running when you're worried
about... You're uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you know, like, the Olympic, the gymnasts, they redid their A lot of them are redoing their leotards and doing like one pieces, not the high cut bikini, but all the way to the floor, like pants. So
I mean, I feel like it's not a practical choice. And it made me think, like, are we still really that broad with our issues? Like when it comes to like,
right.
Is that like a social norm? Like, myth, like I'm right. Just like, I can't even get my brain there. Like,
it was so
what backwards. And who invented that and made you think, yep,
right,
everyone's gonna be super excited about that one.
I mean, we got rid of the swimsuits in the Miss America pageant. Why?
Yes,
you know, it's like one step forward, two step back. I mean, why would this be? Yeah. I don't know, you just gotta see it. If you haven't seen them, look online, it's ridiculous. And then all of the athletes were tweeting like really funny stuff about it because it was just so crazy.
I mean, I feel like for the Olympics, not only are you the best in class for your skill,
right?
But you're also promoting a comfortable and positive body image.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that Nike put something together and then launched it without any input infuriates me. It makes me not want to buy Nike because I'm just like, that's so tone deaf. Like, I don't get it.
Right. I agree. How did this slip through the cracks?
I have no idea.
Unreal.
I'm sure we'll read more. The last thing I had for us to talk about is Ellen DeGeneres. I guess she's now addressing the end of her talk show was actually because there was allegations of a toxic workplace.
Right.
And she, on a tour, joked about getting kicked out of show business for being mean.
So, you know, comedy, it does that, you know, like they like make fun of dark material. So I feel like this headline could be kind of taking it out of context. Like maybe she twisted it somewhere. So I don't want to judge this too hard because, again, it is comedy.
Yeah.
And maybe she had like a funny punchline to it. But it did say that she's comparing it to like being gay, which is very much a stretch. Okay. Like you being toxic, that's like something you're doing to your people and your work people. And like you being gay, that's discrimination. You know, they're just not really.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. So that's a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see like if more comes from this, just because her whole show was to empower happiness and give people a place to be seen. So, I mean, even if she was a little whatever behind the scenes, I mean, I still loved her show. I feel like so many young kids especially were able to, you know, showcase their skills. Like they had that little girl that knew like all of the presidents, and remember those two little British girls
did
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah. Do you know the one had a baby? Like how old are we?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So.
Nah, we'll see.
Whatever. You know, it's all in generation. You know, I feel like she's laying low and she should, you know, she should retire.
Yeah. Well, what do they say? Bad publicity is still publicity. So.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's just milking it for headlines. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Did I miss anything? I mean, that's really all I know that's going on. I mean, I know there's a lot of serious stuff going on, but we're not talking about that. This is for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess we have one thing we can talk about is Mom Blogger, The Mom Room.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very popular blogger. She posted a video that was promoting the benefits of sleep training, and she was very forceful and defensive on the science, the facts, the data. And it rubbed a lot of moms the wrong way. So I want to know your take, because I feel like we may or may not agree on this and we haven't talked about it, but what was your take?
So it sounded like what she was saying is that sleep, like some, I guess somebody had a comment. Somebody commented on something. I don't know exactly what it was or, you know, what they were mad about.
Yeah.
But they were like, well, sleep training like messes up your kid or something. And then so she's like, well, you don't know the circumstances of, you know, the parents. It's very judgmental. You know, sleep training has a lot of benefits. You know, if you have to work the next day and your kid's not sleeping and you're a zombie, blah, blah, blah. But then she went ham on phone usage. And that's when people were like, hold on. So she's like, you know, if your kid's not sleeping and then you're just a zombie parent the next day, on your phone nonstop, that's what's going to mess up your kid. You are messing up your kid by being on the phone, not by sleep training your kid. And so then the parent, a lot of the people commented and said, well, that's very judgmental. You don't know why I'm on my phone. And I feel like that's very all or nothing. It's very blah, blah, blah. And so she got a lot of backlash for that.
Yeah, I saw that. And I think it's tough online because she didn't say that's the right way to do it. She just said many families benefit.
Right.
And that is probably very true.
Sure.
The phone thing, I feel like it's just anything you say online, you have to be very careful because someone's going to take it very personally.
Yes.
But I wrote an email to her because I want to do an episode with her to kind of like debunk it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of times when you're putting yourself out there and you're passionately talking about what you believe in, people just attack you and then it's like cancel culture. I can see where it comes off as her being judgmental, but I don't think if you listen to her actual words, she was saying that if you don't do this, you're doing it wrong. She was just saying that many people benefit because of XYZ.
Right. Yeah.
But the phone thing, probably a bad segment.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree if you're always on your phone, right? Right. Like, there's obviously going to be something that, you know, you're missing out on potentially. Yeah. Like, I'm guilty of it.
Right.
But if she would have just maybe not segment into that right after, she probably would have been cool.
Yeah.
But that just took it to a very broad level where now people are just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. And she wasn't even as specific as like, well, if you're on your phone ordering groceries and that's fine. I'm like, why are we even like getting that detailed? And why are you like okaying my message on the phone? Nobody wants a referee in their house telling them yes or no, right? We're all adults and we're all trying to do our best.
Yeah.
And the last thing we want to hear is you suck, mom, you know?
I definitely think that that's a, you know, what I took away from it was like, we got to be extra cautious and we always are, but we have to be very cautious about anything that you do when you're public because someone can take it the wrong way or they can take it a personal way and it's not wrong to them. Right. It's just maybe not what we're intended to put out there. So I think it's a good reminder to kind of just mind your own business.
Yeah.
You know, like you can talk about things in a general way, but maybe don't put force behind your words.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a calm way.
And the fact, I mean, like, you know, everyone's going to do what they're going to do. You're not going to beat me up through the computer screen. So.
Yeah.
It
or it's just to get engagement. And it worked.
True. Yeah, that's true. That is true. As we say, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, all publicity is good publicity. Well, that's all we got for you to start your week. So on Thursday, we have
heavy hitter.
Oh, Zen Honeycutt. She's the founder of Moms Across America. Mm-hmm. She is a powerhouse.
Absolutely.
Like in her presence, I just feel so empowered.
Yeah.
And she's talking to us about the toxins in our food. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the news is starting to report on this a ton over the past couple of weeks. Yeah. Plastics in our food, toxins in our food, glyphosate in our food.
And the schools.
I think it's the perfect time to have this episode because as we go into spring, it's our time to start fresh.
Yeah, I think she does a very good delivery. You know, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, heard it months before. But this is science-based. It's factual. Yes. You'll learn a lot. And it's utterly shocking. So
it is. You know. And it's not just one person. Her organization is ginormous. Yeah. She has so many scientists and doctors working with her. So it's going to be a really good episode to listen to. Even if you're like, ugh, I don't care. Listen to it because you're going to take something away from it. Like I left that conversation shook.
Yeah. And if not for you, for someone in your family, a neighbor.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of opportunities. 100%. So definitely stay tuned.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our first ever Fun Tuesday Mom Betch podcast. We will talk to you on Thursday. And then, That's all we got for you. Have a good week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Women need to empower women, and our voice matters.
Bitch.